I'm going to try to have an intelligent sermon about science and religion. I've been preparing it for a while, and I'd like to begin with that little story about the umpire in baseball, and I've used it many times. They asked the umpire, was it a ball or was it a strike when you caused it, you called it? And he goes, some are balls, some are strikes, but they ain't nothing until I call it. Sometimes looking at reality, we have heard for many, many months, I believe in science. Follow the science. And you see people on TV saying, well, I have no problem with science. I have problem with scientists. And the same thing can be said of faith. Believe in God. And someone can reply the same way, well, I believe in some things, but it's the believers I don't believe in. Well, God gave all of us a mind. And he gave us an obligation to use that mind. Not through to throw away scientific facts or theological beliefs simply because they are difficult, because they are unusual or unexpected, but to use the mind to discriminate, to use critical analyses and to see if this is the truth or if this is less true than I thought it is. But both for science and for theology, truth is developmental. It changes. In other words, I know you as a friend for 1 year. I know you as a friend for 20 years. After 20 years, I will know more about you. It doesn't mean what I knew that the very first year was false, but truth gets to us a little at a time. The more we study, the more we pray, the more we think about God and science, the more we can know. It doesn't mean that when I say the sun rises or the sun sets, I'm scientifically incorrect. I'm just scientifically incomplete. There is more to it than that, even though both are true. Let me give you an example. There was a scientist in Belgium. Demeter was his name. He was a graduate of Cambridge, of MIT, of Harvard, and he developed this theory of the expanding universe. But other scientists didn't like him. They were jealous of him, and they called his theory the Big Bang. This is in the 1920s. Eventually, Hubble and other people proved that this theory was correct. And now the Big Bang theory is accepted with some modifications. But why did the science laugh at him and make fun of Demeter? Because he was a priest, and they were prejudiced. And they said, how can this religious physicist know so much? The point I'm making here is that both religion and science should never be at odds. Both are seeking the truth, and each day they strive to know more about the truth. And so when you think about religion and scientists, should I wear a mask? Should I not wear a mask? Should we maintain 6 feet distances? Is the vaccine going to cure? I'm afraid, I'm not afraid. All these are questions that should be taken quietly, I think even piously, and use the brain that God gave you to make your own decisions, and don't always be so firm in convictions that you haven't studied and that you may not have put enough time into. So, like I said, this sermon is not an easy one, and perhaps you're probably wondering, what's the point? The point is this: truth comes to those who are humble, who look at the facts, who study, who think, who don't walk away too early from things they don't understand, but rather try to understand it in charity and in gentleness. Slava Iisusu Hristu.